Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 11th of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, today we are going to talk about, I think what we have to talk about is a little bit more about Monterey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because the road to Monterey was rocky indeed, at least for me.
Okay.
And twisty and turny. Yeah, so I was on vacation, so I was a little late to install Monterey, but my upgrade was less than stellar. After a week, I'm still dealing with multiple irritating issues. In fact, one of them reared its ugly head right before we started broadcasting. I thought I had seen the last of it, but no. So, let me start with my conclusion.
Okay.
Don't upgrade yet. Wait for a couple of bug fixes. Now, let me tell you personally what happened. Well, I would guess I've spent 18 hours trying to fix stuff and it's still not fixed. And okay. This is 18 hours I wouldn't have spent had I been running Big Sur. Because these are all things that worked before.
Okay.
So first was the upgrade, right? I went to System Preferences software update and told it to go ahead and do it. I pulled the trigger and it looked like it was working for better part of an hour, and then failed to prepare the software update. An error occurred while downloading the update. Mm-hmm. Please check your internet connection and try again. Well, my internet connection is like solid and reliable as rock.
Okay.
But I checked it and it was fine. And everything else that I tried internet wise worked fine. And the couple of diagnostics I looked at were all normal. So I tried again and it failed again with the same error. I performed a safe boot and ran first aid.
Okay.
One of the two fixed it, whatever was wrong. Mm-hmm. And the upgrade then, the third time, finished without incident about an hour later.
Okay.
And that was when things got really weird.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know how it reboots a few times and then, sends you on your merry way. Well, after I finished with all the migration stuff, because I had started fresh. I decided I was going to start with a blank disk, install the operating system, and then import my data from backup, from a Time Machine backup.
Mm-hmm.
And after all that, which never happened before, everything started quitting unexpectedly. Now, I don't even understand that because, of course, it's unexpected if it quits and I didn't quit it. In fact, it was happening so often, I began to expect things to quit unexpectedly.
Oh, wow.
I expected it. That's how I had a whole screen full of alerts in Notification Center. Yeah, if I'd walk away, apps would quit and then launch and then quit some more. And so I could see them in there twice or three times. I'm not sure what was causing that, but I suspect something was going on that was using a lot of memory because I was looking at Activity Monitor on and off, and it looked like the memory pressure was in the middle to high range, which it usually isn't. It's usually down in the low range in green and doesn't puff hard. I think that something was going on behind the scenes that used a lot of memory. I don't know that for a fact, but that part has calmed down to some degree. I'm still seeing when I come back and wake up my Mac and look in the Notification Center, I still see more of these quit unexpectedlies than I ever saw before.
But
I'm seeing a lot fewer this week than, about a week ago. But wait, there's more.
Okay.
Then I tried Photos and I got an error that said the library could not be open. Photos was unable to open the library. Error message -1.
That's helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very helpful. I tried again and kept trying, and it wouldn't open that library, which is the master good library. And it kept restarting my Mac in the middle of trying to repair it. So I held on the Option key. You know how that works? When you're opening Photos, if you press Option, you can, or maybe it's Command and Option. Command and Option. That will let you choose to repair a library file.
Right.
And I started that process several times. And when I came back, your computer was restarted because of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's always helpful.
Got a
yeah.
Problem and a -1 now. Okay.
Yeah.
And then after maybe 2 days of starting this process repeatedly, it made it all the way to the end, and Photos seemed to work until about 4 minutes before this broadcast, when I said, I was at Disneyland last week. I'll send you a cool picture of the Wookiee I met.
Yes.
And it wouldn't let me do that.
I was so looking forward to it.
Well, yeah. I sent it from my phone, which fortunately survived its operating system upgrade and seems to be working okay in spite of having a new operating system. Unlike my Mac, which is still giving me fits. All right, here's another one. Photos, okay. Photos, I don't know the solution. I'm going to have to like let it rebuild or repair the library, and it's 700 gigabytes. It's got 70,000 or so photos and a bunch of videos and other stuff. So it could be several days before it, you know, completes that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could crash my computer repeatedly like it did before. We'll see. I will keep you posted. But wait, there's even
I have
more.
No doubt.
So I use my desktop as storage for all the things that I might need to get at now, like today. You know, it's like that's where I put stuff that's current. When it's done, it goes in a folder somewhere. But while I'm working on stuff, it lives on the desktop. And so I ordinarily have, you know, maybe a dozen to two dozen folders and files carefully arranged into little groups on the desktop, spatially organized for my brain. Perfect. And I wake up my Mac and they're like jumbled and all of the characteristics are changed. All of my external devices are now showing on the desktop, which I don't have set in preferences. The labels have moved from the right side of the icons to the bottom. The icons are no longer 16 by 16. They're 48 by 48 and stacked up on top of each other. And this is like, nobody's touching anything. I just wake up my machine and my carefully arranged desktop has been made a mess of by the ghost in the machine. No clue how to fix that one. I'm doing research. I haven't found anything that seems to help yet. And it's about a couple times a day. It's gotten to the point where I barely rearrange the icons anymore. I just drag them all into a stack and a list. Anyway, but wait, there's still more. My wired keyboard that I love doesn't work. It becomes unreliable. It stops sending keystrokes after, you know, a couple dozen keystrokes.
Okay.
And it wants
That's
to be unplugged
weird.
And wants to be unplugged and replugged. It feels like it's overrunning the buffer. It feels like my typing is going too fast for the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
But I moved it around it's plugged into, of course, my new Mac only has two USB-C ports, so
yeah.
It's plugged into a hub, and I used the only other USB port to attach it directly, and that didn't help. So I'm still not sure what's wrong with that.
Well, I might have some ideas on that, but first,
with two different wired keyboards.
Yeah, that's so. Part of what I have ideas about, but we'll have to talk about that later.
I want to hear about that.
Well, to begin, well, and we will. But first, what I want to do
from our sponsor,
take a minute and talk to you about our sponsors this week. Our first sponsor this week is Simply Safe. If you've ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there is no better time than now. This week, our friends at Simply Safe are giving TDO listeners 40% off their award-winning home security. Simply Safe has everything you need to make your home safe. You can get indoor and outdoor cameras. I've told you about the outdoor cameras already. Comprehensive sensors. And it's all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it. And it just takes a few minutes to sit down at their website and customize the system that will protect your home and family. It's very easy. I've done it, and it doesn't take long at all. And now you can get a really good deal. Take advantage of Simply Safe's holiday sale and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplysafe.com/TDO. That's SIMPLISAFE.com/TDO to get 40% off your entire system. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Now, our second sponsor today is Hunter Douglas. And Hunter Douglas can help you live in comfort and style with innovative window shade designs and control systems that can be scheduled to automatically move to optimal positions for each portion of the day. Hunter Douglas shades can diffuse bright sunlight, allow you to enjoy the view outside the window while protecting your privacy inside, and even help keep the temperature warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer, and that can help lower your utility bills. Add all of that to Hunter Douglas's PowerView technology, and your shades can do all of this for you throughout the day. Live beautifully with Hunter Douglas and enjoy greater convenience, style, and increased comfort in your home all day and night. To do this, visit hunterdouglas.com/TDO today to take advantage of the Season of Style rebate savings event. That's hunterdouglas.com/TDO for limited time savings. Offer expires December 6th, 2021. I'd like to thank Hunter Douglas for sponsoring the show today. Now, a thing that I have noticed some people having trouble with, Bob, in their setup is the hub or the dock, particularly when it comes to USB devices. I know a number of people who have tried a different dock or used an adapter instead to get around going from USB-A to USB-C, because for some reason something in the dock wasn't working the way that it should. I've seen a number of people have that complaint.
Yes,
so
that's my next try is to get an adapter and plug it directly into the computer or into the dock as opposed to into the hub attached to the dock.
Yeah, that's going to be another...
It's a very jury-rigged setup. However, I have to say it worked before. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, yes.
But it is precarious. I agree.
Yeah. Well,
and I have to rearrange and rejigger and possibly find a hub with either fewer ports and more power or one mm-hmm. or the other. I'm not sure. But I have some other stuff here that I can swap out when I have a chance and try. I can maybe get some stuff off the USB bus that I don't need all the time, like my Cricut machine. I can access it via Bluetooth if I need it.
Yeah. So something like that might be, like, that would be the first thing just to, standard issue troubleshooting.
That's next. Next is the usual USB juggle.
Yeah.
And I also have, I think, 6 external hard disks, all USB-A, all in the same hub.
Yes.
But it's a powered hub,
mm-hmm.
and they're all powered hard disks. They're not, none of them is bus powered.
So right.
It should work. It worked before. Anyway, I know we're almost out of time. I just want to say there was one more thing that didn't happen to me. but it scared me.
Before we get there, I just want to jump in for some people who may have the same issue that you're having, which is I have a bunch of USB-A stuff and recently got a new machine that is USB-C and I don't know what to do about any of that. And a thing that I can tell you that sometime that has helped me in certain cases is buying a strategic USB-C cable or two, depending on what you're trying to do, mostly because that makes it so you can connect something directly to the computer and eliminate, maybe it's the hub, maybe it's the dock, maybe it's the port I'm using, maybe it's maybe, and get rid of all of that stuff. And you can just have your computer and then the cable from the computer to the thing. And when you can do it that way, that tells you real quick what the actual issue is. And for the most part, you can get some of those specific cables for right in the neighborhood of about $10. So if you have
That's the one adapter I don't have in my pile of adapters.
Mm-hmm.
I had one and somebody needed it. Yep. And I can't even remember who it was anymore.
And now they still have it.
I don't have it anymore. Yeah, so I'm going to order another one, but I think you're right.
But even... And the reason I want to point that out is because sometimes, but this is a weird cable. Like, if you have a Western Digital hard drive and it's got that, like, it almost looks like micro USB, but it looks like two of them stuck together kind of thing, you can buy the USB-C end of that cable. And like if you have a digital camera that uses mini USB instead of micro USB and it's a weird cable, you can still get one with a USB-C end. So if you have anything like that where you want to make 100% sure that you can connect it reliably to your computer for whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, then you can jump it. You can get that cable and sort of eliminate all the other devices and adapters and everything else and see how you can do with that. I have had good success with those cables. I'm usually not pretty random about it. I try and buy one from a brand that I recognize and it'll cost a little bit more, but that way I have a little bit of faith in the cable that I know the cable's not going to be the issue that I'm having. And for some things, it's nice to have a strategic cable or two like that in your arsenal, just so that you don't have to worry about, is it the adapter or the dock or the hub or, you know, and you can go back to the actual troubleshooting of like, is the moon full and is it Tuesday, you know, which is the kind of stuff you actually have to worry about when you're trying to solve some of these issues. So that would be one that I would.
Well, I'm looking at the options at Amazon. I will probably be ordering a couple of those.
Yeah, it's just a good plan to have a strategic cable or two because it works well.
I need a female USB-A mm-hmm. to a USB-C mm-hmm. plug. I see lots of them. Mm-hmm. Oh, including Amazon Basics, which I've always been pretty lucky with. Yeah, I could get the Apple one for twice as much.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'm going to buy the Apple one. It's $19, but, you know, the thing is, if I get the Apple adapter, I'm kind of taking the adapter out of the equation.
That's as close as you can come, adapter, for the most part.
If I get any other adapter, maybe.
If you need an adapter, yeah.
I trust companies like Anker or Amazon Basics to have tested this stuff. But if I get the Apple one, I know who to blame.
Exactly.
You know, it's like they know who to call.
Well, then the whole thing's their problem, right? So that makes it easier.
I could, and you know, this is a new MacBook Air, so it is under warranty. I could call mm-hmm. and. All right. The last thing I wanted to mention is there have been reports of Macs getting bricked after the Monterey upgrade. Didn't happen to me, but I Googled it, and it looks like, you know, there were incidents of it. I don't know if it's widespread or not, but if you've got an Intel Mac, that might be something to consider. These were all Intel for some reason.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything with Apple Silicon on that front yet. But maybe it's because most of them didn't need upgraded.
No, most of them just had horrible experiences like me, but they didn't get bricked, so they're not reporting bricking.
Yeah, well, that's good news. We'll take it where we can get it.
I'm none too happy with Monterey. If I didn't have to do this for you, gentle listener... I probably would have waited a month before I put it on my production machine.
I advise you
to Christmas vacation. Wait a little while. Yeah. Do it over Christmas vacation. I did it over a weekend, and by Monday I was like, oh no, it's still not right. Because I still have USB troubleshooting to do, and I have the Photos app is doing that thing again. And
yeah.
I'm a week away from stability.
That's not great.
Luckily, I'm semi-retired.
Well, that helps. So if you have questions or if you have tips for Bob, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Bob, as always, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I'll be back next Thursday.
All right. I hope everything's working by then. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.